Hi, everyone, and welcome to today's episode. I always feel like I sound super weird when I say that, like it doesn't sound like me or it doesn't feel like me. I don't know. I don't know how else to say hello. So anyway, hello. How are you? How are you doing? I love you. I have missed you. Have you missed me? Of course you have. We're going to have a fun episode today. I don't know where we're going to go with it, but I have been getting nudges to record a podcast on this for a few days now. So, you know, when the feeling strikes, you've got to take it. I don't even know what I'm trying to say. Okay, guys. So I woke up at 6 a.m. this morning, and that's great. Super awesome, Brooke, getting up at 6 a.m. I'm not going to lie. It's because I fucked up a schedule, and I woke up to watch a live for a course I am currently in, and like the live was going to happen at 6 a.m. Toronto time, whatever. I wake up so excited, ready to watch, and I got the schedule wrong and it's happening tomorrow, which means I am waking up at 6 a.m. again tomorrow, which is totally fine because I've been saying a lot that Next Level Brooke, well, I haven't been saying a lot, like, I mean, I have been saying it, but it is a true fact that Next Level Brooke wakes up early instead of going to bed late and waking up later. There's nothing wrong with that. I just don't want to do that anymore. I'm still going to be like awake and functioning for the same amount of hours. I just like waking up early. It's quiet. That's it. That's pretty much it. It's quiet. Anyway, so my brain has not been functioning a whole lot well today, as you can probably tell by that sentence. Anyway, before we get started on today's adventure, I want to let you know, I haven't really said this anywhere yet. So I am doing a 3-day mini course in my Facebook group. It starts next week. I am so excited for it. I get so excited for these things and also like a little nervous. I don't even know what the nerves are about because I love talking about this stuff and like I love being on video, obviously. So I don't even know what it is. I don't know. I think it's just like it's not nervous. It's excitement. It's all just excitement. Like reframe right there. It's not nerves. It's excitement. And that is how we do a reframe on the fly, you guys. I have decided it is all excitement. It is 100% excitement. Anyway, back to the main story here is I'm doing a mini course, a 3-day mini course next week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 18, 19, 20. All about overcoming fear, developing confidence, stepping into your next level, becoming a leader, all the stuff. I follow a 3-phase process: identify, shift, receive. So each day is going to be on one of those things. Like one day is going to be identify, one day is going to be shift, and one day is going to be receive. And like I said, this is all about confidence, overcoming fear, and we're going to get to that on today's episode, but overcoming fear, stepping into that next level. And like, oh, all of this stuff I have learned over, you know, time has led me to, I don't want to say developing this process, but uncovering this process and like going through it myself and figuring out the simplest way to make it work for me and the simplest way to be able to share it with other people. And going from someone who was too afraid to even start a website in their own name. Like I changed all of my social accounts, like YouTube channel, Pinterest even, to my first and middle name. So if anyone ever Googled Brooke Alexander, they wouldn't be able to find me because I was so covered in fear, drowning in fear, that I couldn't even use my real fucking name. Okay, I used my real name, but like I changed it with the intention of hoping no one would ever find out what I was doing. Like just wild, wild shit to now where I am. God, can't even talk properly. That's the 6 a.m. wake up there. To now where I am being able to start a podcast, go on YouTube. Like, I don't give a shit who finds my YouTube. I don't give a shit if I, like, say something weird, or if people think I'm silly or say the wrong thing, or if whatever, like talking on Instagram stories all the time, sharing my life, sharing who I am, sharing how I can help people, stepping up and saying, I can help you. I have these tools, doing the trainings so I can get further along that path and bring all these changes about to other people and help other people step up into their next level, because that is what it is all about for me. My next level for me is bringing other people up to their next level and beyond what even level I'm at. Like, that is what this is for me. That is what I wanted. That is what I always wanted. I always felt so low down that I just wanted a step up. Whew. Did not mean to get emotional there, but I'm going to blame it on the 6 a.m. wake up. Anyway, that's what it's about for me. Helping people, showing people that they can get to the next level, like helping them create their own path to get to their next level, helping them clear the mud away, and like whatever is in the way, the walls, breaking down the walls, whatever it is, that is the point of all this. So anyway, I'm going to be sharing as much of that as I possibly can with you over these 3 days. Obviously, there's only a very limited amount I'm going to be able to get out to you guys in a 3-day mini course, but the way that you can get the most out of this for yourself is to join the group. So it's happening in the Real Life Your Dreams Facebook group. I'll leave the show notes in the description here. Join the group. Show up. Ask questions. Respond to the stuff I put on Instagram where I'm saying, hey guys, I'm doing this free mini course. I want to make this as best as possible I can for you. What do you need from me? What do you need? Let me be there. Let me show you that. Let me help you find it for yourself. That's all you have to do. It's like a very, very simple request. And it's not even a request from me. It's a request from yourself, really. Like, if this is calling to you and you're like, oh, maybe I could do that, like that might be interesting, just fucking do it. All you have to do is show up for yourself. This is the first step here. And I know not everyone's going to resonate with exactly what I said just then, but there are definitely some people who needed to hear exactly that. So if that resonated with you, take it. If it did not resonate with you, that's okay. We're going to keep going now. Anyway, so today what I want to talk about is fear and overcoming fear. And I've said this a couple times that my very first podcast episode on taking action through fear has way more listens than all my other podcasts, and not just because it's been out longer, it's been like a week longer than the one after it, but it still has a lot more listens. So I know that fear is a huge issue for a lot of people, and a lot lately, people have been, I don't even know if I've told you guys this, podcast guys, like if you don't follow me on Instagram, what are you doing? You're missing out. But if you don't, I released a few single sessions to work with me for March. I only released a few. They all got snapped up, so I just released a couple more. But every time when I was speaking to the people who want to get to that next level, or like when I was asking the people, kind of doing a bit of, chatting before we set up the whole process is, and it's not really a whole process, but like before we scheduled in the session is finding out what people wanted to break through, and like everyone, it's fear, it's fear, it's fear, it's fear, it's fear. And I get that. So get that. I know it's fear. I feel it's fear. I have felt the fear. I've been in there. I have been so in that room and in that space. I've been in there trapped. I felt like I was trapped, but it's not trapped. You're never trapped. There's always a way out. You can always, always climb your way out. But that is what led me to this podcast episode today, and why I felt like the message needed to come through again, and why I needed to talk about this again. And it's about overcoming fear. And the very, very first step to overcoming fear is to take responsibility for everything, 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 everything that happens in your life. That's not fault. I'm not saying accept fault. I'm not saying you have to take the blame. I'm saying you have to take responsibility. So this means that if you're not achieving the outcomes that you want to achieve, if you're not stepping up to the plate, if you're not taking the actions you know you need to take, if you're not doing the things that you say you want to do and following through and doing all that, like, that's on you. That is not anything outside of you. That is not a job, another job, a boss. That is not like the weather. It's not the government. It's not the boy who didn't respond to you for on your freaking date or whatever bullshit. Like, it's not anything outside of you. It's not. It is so not. And that can be confronting, but it's also really fucking powerful, because in the same sense, in the same sentence here, in the same thing, I'm not done here, is the beauty in that is that the power to change that, the power to change that also does not lie outside of you. I can give you the guidance. I can give you the steps. I can help you through the process. Anyone can, like anyone, not anyone, but you know, it's people that are, that have the ability to do that and hold the space for you to do that and know how to guide people through these things, like, can do it. I'm not saying me specifically, but now I've even lost my train of thought. But so we can guide you through the process and be there to support you, but ultimately the decision is up to you. Ultimately, it all comes down to you. Ultimately, you deciding that enough is enough, you deciding that you have everything inside of you, you deciding that you get to be that other person that you think that you can't be, like, that all comes down to you. You don't have to rely or depend on anyone else or anything else outside of you. So although it can be confronting to be told that you are responsible for creating all of your own outcomes, it's also fucking amazing, because you are responsible for all the shit you create, all the good stuff you create, all the amazing stuff you create. Imagine how it's going to feel when you finally fucking do it, when you get there, and you're like, I fucking did that. It was me. I probably should say right now, if you have small kids around, mute this. I don't know. There's going to be a lot of swearing in case you haven't figured that out yet. It's all up to you. So instead of focusing on like, oh, I haven't gotten this thing because I didn't do this and this is blah, 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 and I didn't do this and I didn't do this, that doesn't matter. That so does not matter. That does not matter. That is the first thing to change. One of the first things to change is to really fully accept that. And this is a huge mindset shift. This can be a really, really huge mindset shift, and something that has been like really, really big for me on so, so, so many different levels, is that just because something went a certain way in the past, that doesn't mean it's going to happen again in the future, or that it's going to go that exact same way in the future, right? And that's powerful. And a lot of the stuff for me, I had to relate that to money and how I had been with money and the amount of money that had come to me in my past, let's not say the amount, because I've had a lot of money in my past. I've had a lot of money. Oh God, I just made that sound really, really horrible. Let's restart that. And the amount of money that was flowing to me, let's say a week on week basis, let's just break it down from that. And, or maybe a relationship lens would be easier for this specific topic, just because in the week before, maybe you had a bad interaction, didn't go on any dates, whatever, money didn't come in. It doesn't mean that in the next week that's exactly how it's going to go. Like, that makes no logical sense, unless you're going to think the same thoughts you thought last week, and you're going to believe the same things you believed last week, and you're then, because you believed the same things and thought the same things, you would take the same actions. In that case, yes, the coming weeks will be exactly the same. And I don't even think I've published this yet, but I wrote a blog post today, and in there I wrote how to predict your future. Take the average, the day, your average day of the past 3 months, and that's exactly what you're going to get in the future, unless you decide to make some changes, right? And it doesn't have to be the same as it used to be. What happened in the past doesn't have to happen again unless you let it. And that's, like I said, a mindset shift of being like not allowing those neural pathways to get stronger and stronger, to where those beliefs and those thoughts just become part of who you are. And that becomes part of your personality. And that becomes part of how you do things. And then that becomes autopilot, because that is when you get the same results that you've been getting. That is when you stay in the same place. That is when you let the fear overcome you and take over you. Overcome, take over. Interesting that they sound, that they're two different things, but they mean the same thing. Interesting. Anyway, so we're really talking about overcoming fear here. And the first thing is to accept responsibility for all of the outcomes that you create in your life. That's the first thing. The next thing you really need to do is that mindset shift too, of realizing, accepting that unless you allow it to be those past experiences and the past ways that things used to go, like the amount of money you make, the relationships you have, all those things, like it doesn't have to be the same. The reason that your day is the same over and over and over again is because you're thinking the same thoughts over and over and over again. And the reason that you're in the same place today as you were a year ago is because you're thinking the same thoughts that you were thinking a year ago. And then a year ago, did you think you would be anywhere different? Did you think a year ago, in 1 year from now, I'm going to be in this mega, mega place? And when I'm at that place, this is what I'm going to be doing. This is what I'm going to be thinking. Or were you just thinking, oh, that would be good if I did that. That would be good if I did that. That would be nice to do. But like, that doesn't get you anywhere, because you're still stuck in those same thoughts. You haven't even changed your thinking. You're just like, that would be cool. But like, okay, that's a nice idea and maybe I'll get there. But if you really want to get there and you want to shift out of fear, you have to become that person. And I talk about this so much, so much. But this is the thing that changes everything. This is the thing that changes all the outcomes. This is the thing that dissolves time. This is the place where you shift because you shift. This is where you choose the new identity. This is where you step into that next level. And it is by choosing the identity that you wish to have and shifting into that. So now, right, let's look forward into a year, for example, because in a year, you're not going to be in this exact same place. Unless that's what you want, unless you don't want to change at all. But this can be for big and little things. This can be for like creating an empire. This can be for being a better parent. This can be for being a better employee. This can be for whatever you want. It doesn't have to be like for getting stuff. For me, the manifestations that I choose to follow are internal manifestations. They are who I'm becoming. That is really what it is for me. And the reason for that is because like I move a lot. So stuff right now for me is not a priority. Like I love stuff, don't get me wrong. I love designer handbags. I fucking love shoes. I love clothes. I love shopping. But right now that's not practical for me because I move all the time. So the idea of having a lot of stuff isn't super appealing to me. Definitely like having some stuff. I like to shop. But for me, it's the internal shifts that I want. So even if that's what it is for you, then that's totally okay. But let's go forward now. In 1 year, where do you desire to be? Where do you desire to be? Do you want a different job? Do you want to be a better parent? Do you want more money? Do you want to have created an empire? Okay, so when you're there, let's just like take a little deep breath, relax. This is like pretty high energy right now. I don't know if you can feel that. But I want you to just take yourself into a year and see yourself where you desire to be. And then what are you going to be thinking when you're there? Literally, what will you be thinking? And the way that I like to do this is I really enjoy doing this in the bath. But you can do whatever wherever you want. And I write down in my journal and I like put myself into the mindset that it has already happened. I literally do that. I'm like, it just happened. It's happened. And that's the only way I can explain it. Once you experience it for yourself, you see what I mean. But you've got to take yourself to that future place. And then you've got to say, I'm so happy and grateful now that blah, 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 blah. This happened. It is this date. This has happened. This is what I believe. I believe that making money is easy. I believe that relationships are easy. I believe that I'm so capable of doing this new job. I believe that everyone is so proud of me. I believe that my boss loves the work that I do. I believe that my partner is amazing. I believe that my partner thinks I'm amazing. Whatever it is, whatever it is. And this is going to be, I can't tell you what these things are that you're going to believe, but whatever it is, if you want to start your own business, like, do you believe now that it's hard to start a business, that it's not possible? So then in a year when you've done it, will you believe that it's possible because you've done it, right? So you've already done the thing, so you know it's possible. So that's what you're going to be believing. So that will give you a bit of an idea on what you kind of need to start thinking about. And then once you do this, like something that you really should do if you don't already is really commit to a journaling practice. And this is something that I've started committing to recently, in the past few months, and it has changed everything, pretty much everything. It's an opportunity to connect to your higher self and really, really be clear and unfiltered and let whatever needs to come out. And no one has to read this, and this isn't a time to hold yourself back and think, oh, but I'm scared because what if I write this thing and then, like, that's silly to write because people think that's a weird thing to write and, like, I'll feel weird and people could laugh at me, like, oh, God, I can't even tell you, like, how many times I want to say fuck right now. But seriously, like, no, this isn't a time for that. And if you're serious about shifting, if you're serious about creating that next level, if you're serious about showing up, standing out, being a leader, believing in yourself, developing confidence, like, none of that can come from outside of you. It has to come from inside of you. So connect to the inside of you. See what's going on in there. Change what's going on in there. If you don't like what's going on there, decide it gets to be different. And this was, so for me, when I first started journaling, there was a time where I was like, when something would come up for me, and then I would be like, okay, I'm going to journal on that, and I'm going to, like, work through that and see. And that's all well and good. You can, like, journal and work through stuff. And then there are times when, like, that doesn't need to happen. Like, I remember one time I was speaking to Michaela, voice noting Michaela, and something came up, and I was like, oh, yeah, that's really interesting. I'm going to journal on it. And she was like, no, just decide. And I was like, oh yeah, true. I can fucking do that. I know how to do that. I can just decide. So two things here. Journal, connect to the inside of you, to your inner, oh, this is going to sound so spiritual. Connect to your inner self, your highest self, the true part of you. Let it come out. Let it write down on the paper what you're going to believe, how you're going to be feeling, what you're going to be seeing, thinking, believing, all the things. Let it all out onto the paper. Commit to this. Commit to it daily. Another thing that I really like to do is just write down my goals every single day. Every single day I'm not writing down a new thing. I'm writing down what my new reality is going to be. And if that's the same thing, I mean, it's usually the same thing over and over until I shift into that reality. And then once I shift into that reality, then there's new goals and there's new things, there's new up levels. But this is how we begin to integrate these new beliefs and become that identity. We go to the future and we decide what we're going to believe when we get to that next level. And then we start believing it now. We start integrating those things. And this takes awareness. This takes a level of self-awareness of catching yourself when things come up, when something comes up that feels icky, feels scary, feels whatever. And then you're like, okay, is next level Brooke going to be thinking this? Is she going to listen to this? Is this what she does? Does she scroll on Instagram because she doesn't want to record a podcast? Does she watch Netflix all night long instead of writing an email? And I'm not saying that you need to follow this, like, strict path of way things are done, like, especially in the online world, for anyone who knows about online business stuff, whatever. Like, I don't follow that strict path of doing things, but also in any aspect, like, for example, if you're trying to get a new job and you need to write a new resume or you need to actually submit the application, then are you going to listen to fear and go on Instagram instead of submitting the application and writing it and whatever? Like, are you going to self-sabotage that way? That is listening to fear as well. Letting those behaviors get in the way of you actually taking action. And when it comes down to it, when it comes deep, deep down to it, that comes from a place of fear. And you need to be honest with yourself about what that fear is. And I feel like we've kind of veered off topic a little here. Well, not really, but I'm going to rein it back in a little bit. So we're talking about shifting our identity. And this, I can't even explain how much this is so important. So important. And it's because once you can shift into that identity and once that starts to feel so real and so normal for you, the fear stuff just melts away. It kind of melts away. You still have to do the things and take the action and, you know, whatever stuff needs to be done, you still have to do those things and there can be fear around that. And it's like, I've got to go on Instagram stories or I've got to submit my resume or I've got to go on a date with a person I've never met before or I have to, whatever it is you need to do. The action stuff can sometimes still feel scary and that's okay. And like, I'm not saying that stuff is going to go away. But what changes is your response to it. What changes is how you respond to those thoughts and feelings. And the old you, the you that isn't where you really want to be, the old you is who isn't really who you desire to be, maybe you would listen to that fear. Maybe you wouldn't do the thing that needs to happen in order for you to get to where you want to go. But new you, you a year from now, who is well on your way to achieving all your goals, if not having already achieved a fuck ton of them already. Did that person listen to the fear? Did that person stop doing the scary things because they were scary? Can you see people in your life who you can look at and you're like, you have so much more potential than you're expressing or allowing yourself to have? You're taking the easy road. You're taking the easy road because staying in the discomfort feels easier at this point than leaning into the discomfort. Staying in that scared space, just staying, feels easier than leaning into it and going through it. And can you see those people in your life? Do you have any of those people? I have some people like that. And as much as I really, really do love them, it also is like, man, I just want to see you take the action. I just want to see you do the step. And if it's not right for them, it's not. Like, you know, I would never force anyone who isn't going to do the thing. Like, everyone's choices are up to them. Like I said, your outcomes are your responsibility. I can't make anyone do anything and I would never try. But can you tell the difference between people who stay in the scared place, people who stay in that kind of inactive, stagnant place because that seems like it might be easier, it might be less scary, there's less chance of failure or rejection or whatever, but there's also a less chance of so much fucking else. There's also a less chance of success. There's also a less chance of like total whole new level opportunities. There's also less chance of like way more fucking happiness and way more satisfaction and way more fulfillment. And again, I'm not saying if you're not like striving for these huge big things that you're not going to get huge big results. Like for me, my huge big things are internal shifts and becoming a different person. But there are, you know, unfortunately, a lot of people who stay in the stuck place because it just feels easier. But in the long run, it's not. In the long run, it's not. And so ask yourself what you're missing out on by staying in that place. What are you missing out on? What are you gaining? But then what are you missing out on? And I'm pretty sure here you're going to see, I'm imagining those like hanging scales. I don't even know what they're called, scales. I think they're called scales. But like they're the hanging ones where you put the weights on either side and it goes like a seesaw thing like that. You know, the perceived benefits of staying in that safe place right now are not more going to be more in the long term, like, and keep you higher up than the benefits of actually pushing through the discomfort and the scariness of fear. And with fear, like I said, once you start to shift into that person who is already at that next level, that just becomes easier because You know what it feels like to already be on the other side. You know what it feels like to already believe that you've gotten there. So even though those like moments still come up of like, oh shit, I've got to do this thing. I've got to submit this resume. I've got to ask this person on a date or whatever. I've got to like talk about products on Instagram or whatever it is for whatever it relates to you and your life. Like that stuff, I'm not saying it's going to go away. It doesn't. It really, really doesn't. But that's okay. That's okay, because it's the process of getting to that next level and pushing through that comfort zone is where all the good stuff is. That's where all the growth is. And I always say this, that manifestation is the process of getting to where you want to go. The manifestation, the benefits of manifesting stuff is the process, is the journey. It's not the end stuff. It's not. It never is. That's not it. It's always the process. It's who you become in the process. It's the shifting and the changing and then looking back and thinking, oh my God, I did that thing. I did it. It was me. I did it. And I got to the other side and I'm okay. And maybe things went not as planned and I learned some lessons and I took responsibility and I created my own outcomes and look at all the outcomes I've created. And really, when it comes down to it, like, do you have the time to keep holding off? Do you have the time? Do you want to spend that time holding off? What can you do right now? Something, even if you're like, oh, I have this job, so I can't do this thing, or I'm like a busy mom and I can't do this thing, and I'm like this person and I can't do this because of this. Like, cool. If you want to hold on to those, hold on to those. Hold on to those things as long as you really, really want to hold on to them. But realize that's a choice to hold on to those, because you can do one thing right now. You can do one thing. You can do one thing. So I want you to come up with 10. Come up with 10 things you can do to start moving you yourself in the direction of where you want to go. And I don't care if they seem realistic, reasonable, logical, whatever. That's not, we don't do that here. That's not what we're about here. We don't follow those logical, realistic, whatever other boring word you want to think of, path. We don't do that here. So that's not what I want to hear. I want to hear if you need to talk to someone, if you need to do some research, if you need to go and drop something off somewhere, if you need to ask someone for something, if you need to make a phone call, if you need to type something up on the computer, like what is it? What is something that you can do? And make this a bit of a stretch, not something that is going to, like, even though a lot of the things that I just said there are probably stuff you could just tick off your checklist. If you need to start that small, okay, start that small. But when you're creating goals and pushing through to your next level and overcoming the fear, you need to create things that are a little bit of a stretch. So I feel like we've gone in a bit of a zigzag wave pattern here today. We started off talking about overcoming fear, and now we're talking about creating a list of things to do, which all relates. It all relates in the end, and all of this is exactly what it's meant to be and very, very important and gets to where it needs to go, and whoever needs to hear it has heard it, which is amazing. And this, I guess, when it comes to down to this kind of stuff, taking action through fear, doing scary things, for me, and like when it comes up about the fear things, like when you think about the things that you're actually fearful of, judgment from others, failure, success, whatever it is, all of these things, something that you can ask yourself, and that's something that I ask myself, is, all right, are these things actual possibilities? Are they actual things that could possibly happen? And if the answer is yes, you also need to ask yourself, well, do you want it anyway? Even though the things that you're afraid might happen could possibly happen, do you want it anyway? And this is where you get to decide if you're going to pursue the path in spite of things possibly not working out ideally, or if you're going to hold back because things might not work out. That's up to you. Because the other side, when things actually do work out, is way, way better. So really, when it comes down to it, I guess it's a decision. It's always a decision. I don't guess it's a decision. It is a decision. If you're going to let the excuses and the fear and whatever it is hold you back, and I know it can feel so real. I know it can feel so real. It feels real. It feels like all the fears that you have are rational. And you have ways of rationalizing them. You can rationalize them in your head and make it seem even more real. And then you feel better for a little bit and you're like, yep, I rationalized that. And so that's why I'm not going to do it. Man, okay, good. Good choice not doing that thing, because now I feel better for not doing it. And that lasts not very long before you start feeling shitty again and you're like, man, but I have so much more in me. I know I'm capable of so much more. And then it becomes this cycle again where you're like, all right, I'm going to do the thing. And then, oh, wait, nope, that's scary. And I haven't done that before. And like, that might not work out like this. And that doesn't feel good. And then I can't. And then I don't know. And then this and then that person. And then you start rationalizing it again. And it goes, so that's a cycle. That's a cycle. I've been in that cycle. I have been in that cycle. And everything that I just explained to you is how I get myself out of it. Because I'm not immune to this. I don't allow myself to stay in that cycle, but I'm not immune to fear. They come up. I've already said this. They don't go away. They're not going to go away, but I choose to respond to them differently now. I used to let them overtake me. I used to let them hold me back. And then I decided that I did not want to fucking keep doing that. I didn't want the next 3 months of my life to look like the past 3 months. I didn't want the next 3 years of my life to look like the past 3 years. I don't want that. I don't want that. And if you don't want that either, you have to decide to shift out of that. Shifting your identity, becoming that person now, becoming that person who's already achieved those results, that person who has already stepped up to that next level. And I'm talking about all the things. So for me, even I explained at the beginning of this podcast, I woke up at 6 a.m. and I don't really have a need to. I can stay awake for the same amount of hours, whether I wake up at 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, whatever. I can still be awake for the same amount of hours. I just go to sleep later. But for me, I was, you know, doing my thing and doing my work and the inner work that I do and all this stuff. And then I just kind of realized, like, $1 million Brooke, $1 billion Brooke, whoever, whatever Brooke, next level Brooke. She wakes up early because that's what she likes to do. She likes to get started on her morning routine early. That's just what she does. So it was like, all right, I need to make that shift. And waking up early was a shift for me because I didn't prioritize it, because I kept on in my head thinking, all right, it doesn't really matter if I wake up late or not. It doesn't really matter. And I was like, and I was justifying that. I was rationalizing that to myself. But it gets to a point where it's like, if I stay in that cycle of rationalizing it and saying it's not a priority, I'm like in the same pattern, same habits, same thoughts, same beliefs. I have to shift out of that. That's like part of the thing that gets me to the next level is Brooke. Next level Brooke wakes up early. That's just one of the things that came to me that I was told that next level Brooke does. So it's like change, do the thing differently, believe things differently, become that person now or not. Or not. And I don't like to wait for things to come to me. So in the end, I had to decide that it's a priority for me to wake up early. And that is what you have to decide too. You have to decide what parts of your identity are going to shift now and how important that is to you. It all comes down to priorities and how much you prioritize it and how much you really want the next level. And another thing about overcoming fear, and another really, really, really important part of it, which I kind of touched on, is taking action and just doing the thing. Now, when you shift into that identity, the action taking, the stuff that you need to do becomes easier. Knowing what you need to do becomes easier. It flows to you. It just does. The steps flow a lot easier. You still need to think and you need to take action. You definitely need to take action, but it feels so much easier when you've already been to that next level place and you know you're getting there. You've smelt it, you've tasted it, you've touched it, you've been it, you have felt it, you've become it already. You know you're there. So the action becomes easier because you just know you're already there. You know you're already there. So the fears are like, well, I've been there. So that means it's possible. So even though I have this fear about it, I actually still got there. So I'm just going to do it even though I have this fear about it, because I already know that in spite of this fear, I already got there and I know that I got there. So it just becomes easier. So taking the action, take the action. Oh, man. And I know this is the part that feels scary, is actually taking the action. This is like, you can think about that next level all you want. That's not going to get you there. You still have to do the things. You still have to show up. You still have to show up. And once you do it a little bit, it becomes easier. And you do the scary thing and you realize it's not so scary. And then you do it again and it's less scary. And then you're like, all right, well, what's the next thing? What's the next thing I get to do? What's the next thing I choose to do? And that's the key there. What is the next thing I get to do? Right? What do I decide to do? Not what I have to do, not what I should do, not what someone else told me to do. What do I get to do next? Actually, so what I'm going to do, I'm just going to quickly open up my journal because I feel like this is a good point to give you some questions, because I'm going to finish up real soon. So, okay, so a couple questions that you can ask yourself here in your journal, preferably, not just in your head. What do I know is meant to occur for me? Something that I love to ask myself. Oh my gosh, I have so many things for you guys, like so many things. What do I choose to do now? What do I choose to do? All right, I'm going to leave it there. And yeah, I have so many in here. So I'm going to leave it there. And I'm actually going to, I think Pearl is like scratching at the door, trying to get into the room. She can't come in. I might do a blog post on my favorite affirmations and like journaling process for up level. So look out for that. I'm going to leave you here. It is 5:14 PM. You guys, I've almost been up for 12 hours. I've almost been awake for 12 hours. That's nothing to brag about, but I did it. Go me. Yeah. Pearl is scratching to get in. That is my cue to leave. Oops. I think. Yeah. All right. She wants to get in. I'm going to leave. I really hope you guys got something from this. I know you did. I don't have to hope it. I know you did. So remember that I love you. Don't forget to join the mini course, Real Life Your Dreams Facebook group. Everything's in the show notes below. Join us, join us, join us. This is going to definitely be transformational. It'll be a little more coherent than this podcast episode was, but you still love me. I still love you. And I'll catch you in the next episode.